Good afternoon, St. Pete. This is Mayor Rick Kreisman coming to you once again from our Emergency Operations Center. I hope you are doing well and stay healthy. So here's where we stand as of this morning as it relates to COVID-19. There are 709 confirmed cases in Pinellas County. That's a jump of more than 100 cases since the same time last week. And I always like to remind you that we do not know the true extent of this virus until we have mass testing. That includes asymptomatic individuals. Now, 31 people have died of this virus here in Pinellas. That's a jump of 15 since this time last week, almost double. And I believe many of those can be attributed to an outbreak at one of our county's long-term care facilities. In St. Petersburg, we now have 207 confirmed cases, 41 more cases than the same time last week. So to be clear, people continue to contract coronavirus, and people continue to die from it. Now this morning, Dr. Angus Jamieson, an emergency medicine physician, told the Pinellas County Commission that we are only in the second inning. So please keep that in mind, even as talk ramps up about reopening our nation, our state, and our city. As I mentioned yesterday in a call with the group of Restart St. Pete advisors that I convened, there will be a lot of news made in the days and weeks ahead related to reopening economies and movement in our communities. There'll probably be some new CDC guidelines at some point, and we are waiting on word from Governor DeSantis as to state decisions. Pinellas County is making decisions. They made some today. They voted to open all beaches on Monday, May 4th, and we'll be ensuring social distancing is practiced. Now here in St. Pete, while we are working closely with the county, we will still have our own decisions to make, regardless of preemptions, related to things like city facilities and services, recreation courts like basketball and tennis, and events that take place in our cities. So I want to ask for your patience in the coming days as we attempt to understand and clearly communicate the various decisions and orders. Now, if you don't already follow us, please follow us on social media. Visit stpete.org for updates. That's where you can get the most current and up-to-date information as to what's going on in the city as it relates to all things, but in particular, COVID-19. We will get you good information throughout this process as quickly and as soon as possible. Now, as it relates to events here in St. Pete, we do have a big one that's currently scheduled for May 30th, the opening of the new St. Pete Pier. We've waited a long time to get in there and to enjoy this new beautiful pier. And unfortunately, we're going to have to wait just a little bit longer. Governor DeSantis mentioned the other day that he didn't foresee mass gatherings occurring in the month of May. We also don't believe it's a good idea to gather our community in such a celebratory way on May 30th. There's just too much uncertainty to plan such a gathering, and it's simply in the best interest of public health and safety to wait just a bit longer, but not too much longer, but certainly not May 30th. So stay tuned for a new date. Now, I was out there just the other day, and I can assure you that it will be worth the wait. And once it's open, it'll be open for a long time. And I really believe that you're going to love it. So for now, I want you to focus, though, on your health. Continue to practice social distancing. Wear a mask when you're around others. Be smart. St. Pete has done a remarkable job throughout this health crisis. I was bragging about y'all yesterday. We made some early decisions here that I think helped us avoid the worst-case scenarios. But those decisions were only as good as how you responded to them. And so I'm very proud of my city, but there is still work to do. We need to ensure our percentage of positive cases doesn't spike. Countywide, we've been at about 6% or less for quite a while. And in order to get back to normal or a new normal, that number needs to stay the same or go down. We need our hospitals to continue to have bed and ICU capacity. And right now they do. We need good contact tracing. And we need more testing with quicker results, especially in our underserved or vulnerable communities. And we're starting to do more of that thanks to our partners at the county. In fact, on Saturday, May 2nd, from 8 a.m. to noon, the county will again be testing in South St. Pete at Bartlett Park, located at 20th Avenue South and 7th Street. And while you can walk up, to assure yourself that you get to have a test, please make an appointment, and you can do so by calling 727-568-8028. 727-568-8028. Best way to make sure you get a test, you can walk up, but make an appointment. Again, that's this coming Saturday from 8 to noon at Bartlett Park on 20th Avenue South and 7th Street. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and take some questions from the media. And Yolanda Fernandez is going to help me out with that again. Thank you, Yolanda.
Mayor, our first question is from Josh Solomon from the Tampa Bay Times. He asks, will the city's beaches reopen along with the county's on Monday?
Josh, the answer to that question is yes. Our beaches will reopen with social distancing. So if you go out, social distance. If you go out of your house, social distance. That's the only question we have? All right. Well, again, I want to thank you all for everything you're doing to help to make the sunshine here on us brightly here in St. Petersburg. Keep social distancing. You're safer at home. We're going to get past this if we all work together as one community. Thank you all so much.